Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The nation is celebrating Parakram Divas today to mark the 128th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. This year, the Parakram Divas celebration is being organized for the first time at the historic Barabati Fort in Cuttack, the birthplace of one of India's most indomitable leaders, Netaji, for 3 days from today. Remembering Netaji, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated the country's commitment to become the third largest economy in the world by taking inspiration from Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. In his video message, the Prime Minister said, "The countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of a developed India." Mr. Modi said, "People must come out of their comfort zones and adopt excellence by focusing on efficiency like Netaji, who adopted challenges for the freedom of the country."
आज देश में विश्व में हर तरफ भारत की प्रगति के लिए अनुकूल माहौल है दुनिया भारत की ओर देख रही है कि कैसे हम इस 21वीं सदी को भारत की शताब्दी बनाते हैं और ऐसे महत्वपूर्ण कालखंड में हमें नेताजी सुभाष की प्रेरणा से भारत की एकजुटता पर बल देना है हमें उन लोगों से भी सतर्क रहना है जो देश को कमजोर करना चाहते हैं जो देश की एकता को तोड़ना चाहते हैं
मीनवाइल प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू वाइस प्रेसिडेंट जगदीप धनखड़ एंड अदर लीडर्स आल्सो पे ट्रिब्यूट्स टू नेताजी सुभाष चंद्र बोस ऑन हिज बर्थ एनिवर्सरी. A full dress rehearsal of the Republic Day Parade was held on Kartavya Path in the national capital today. During the full dress rehearsal, the T-90 tank, Nag missile system and Pinaka rocket system showcased the country's military might. Apart from that, different marching contingents of the armed forces and tableau from different states have presented glimpses of diverse trends and cultural inclusiveness. Election campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly is in full swing. Prominent leaders of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting road shows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. Addressing a public meeting in Kirari Assembly constituency, UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath criticised the ruling party in Delhi for the poor conditions of roads and cleanliness issues in the national capital. He also slammed the AAP for lack of cleanliness of the Yamuna River. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal is also going to address 3 rallies this evening. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today urged election management bodies to streamline strategies for addressing challenges like cyber security threats and misinformation. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of the 2-day conference organized by the Election Commission of India in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar also emphasized on the critical role of technology and digital innovations in enhancing efficiency, transparency and voter confidence. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a 2-day visit to China starting on Sunday to hold bilateral meeting. It will be the meeting of the Foreign Secretary-Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said that the resumption of this bilateral mechanism flows from the agreement at the leadership level to discuss the next steps for India-China relations, including in the political, economic and people-to-people domains. Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju today visited the Akashvani Bhavan at Doordarshan Camp Office located at Sector 4 at Mahakumbh Nagar in Prayagraj and reviewed the arrangements made for the coverage of Mahakumbh 2025. Later, talking to reporters, Mr. Jaju said that Prasar Bharati has made elaborate arrangements for the wider coverage of the ongoing Mahakumbh 2025. The Ministry of Minority Affairs will organize the second edition of Lok Samvardhan Parv from the 27th of this month till 2nd of next month in New Delhi. The ministry in a statement said that 90 artisans from different parts of the country would participate in the event, showcasing their art and crafts. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, today issued a warning of very high risk of forest fires in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir over the next 7 days. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the prolonged dry spell in the region has led to a sharp rise in forest fire incidents. And in ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, defending champions India defeated Sri Lanka by 60 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.